Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Another exciting moment. Dr. Avita King, she wrote the book King Rules. You got to read this book. It's a powerful book. She herself had actually had an abortion in her life before she knew what was actually truth about it. She discovered what it was. Like all of us, we say, God, forgive us. God forgives us. But now she's been an advocate to be able to let people know what's really going on about the destruction of children and how it's in over 50 million plus children have been aborted since 1973. You always hear Roe versus Wade. That's actually a Supreme Court decision that was made outside of the legislature branch, which is the Congress. They should actually
They're supposed to make the laws.
They don't make the laws. Supreme Court shouldn't have done that. And that's right. Why people are sweating the Kavanaugh and the other judges that are coming in, because they're concerned that they're going to make a constitutional ruling on the situation. But understand this, a movie is being made now because the truth is so important. And Dr. Avita King, she's the one that leading this charge.
Niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, she is the niece, like you said, of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. An amazing man. I believe in Abozzle. Other people might not, but I do, because he literally had he was not called to civil rights. This is what his other daughter, who runs the King Center, says. He says his assignment was to civil rights. He was a minister that had an assignment to civil rights, and God used him to lead this country
at a very young age, which is a special anointing.
Holding the whole country up to our Constitution in its original intent, what it actually meant.
What was written on the paper.
I'm only holding you what's written on the papers, is what he said. And so this is so important. So this is Dr. Avita King leading this charge, and you can get a part. You can be a part. Think about it. You can be a part of this. And Don and I, as soon as I found out, I wanted to be a part of it, to be able to produce the movie that actually tells the story from the beginning to all the way to the repentant end of the people who actually were leading the charge. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let Dr. Avita King tell you the details. Check it out.
Hello, I'm Alvita King, an executive producer of the new feature film Roe v. Wade, which chronicles the infamous abortion-enabling court case that impacted American history. This big screen movie is the real untold story of how mountains of lies led to an injustice that has deprived millions of people of human dignity and human rights. It all begins with a woman named Margaret Sanger.
Sanger gave speeches at Ku Klux Klan rallies to garner support for Planned Parenthood.
In the movie, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, the most famous abortionist of those times, joins Sanger's cause.
Dr. Bernard Nathanson, the biggest abortionist in U.S. history that killed over 75,000 babies.
Next, they recruit feminist Betty Friedan to join their team. Bernard and Betty search the country to find a pregnant girl they can use to sue the government. Our characters find the perfect pawn, Norma McCordy. Norma becomes infamously known as Jane Roe. Thus, Roe v. Wade was born. The pro-life fight is led by the film's protagonist, Mildred Jefferson, the first African-American woman to graduate from Harvard Medical School. Not only was she trying to save lives, she was trying to save her ethnic community.
Good evening. In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortions.
At the end of the movie, through the lens of new sonogram technology, Bernard realizes he is killing babies. He confesses all the lies.
We lied. Thousands of women were dying in back alleys. We made those numbers up.
Even Norma realizes she was manipulated and becoming a leading activist to protect life. We've already secured distribution on 1,000 screens. So even if just one person changes as a result of this movie, we will have saved a life. Hollywood and the mainstream media continue to squash the truth. In Hollywood, life is only sacred when money is involved.
Margaret Sanger's Planned Parenthood makes over $1 billion a year, so why did they have to go into the business of selling baby parts? The following is footage of a whistleblower who worked for a company that harvested baby parts provided by Planned Parenthood.
She told me, she's like, it's not an option. Like, it's a demand. That's what your job is. There are times where they would just take what they want. And these mothers don't know. And there's no way they would know.
Please support us in making this theatrical movie about Roe v. Wade. Help us fund this film, and we will produce a movie worthy of competing with the rest of the Hollywood blockbusters released in theaters across America. Give now and give generously. Every dollar counts. Let's prove that Hollywood doesn't have the final say about the sanctity of life. We the people do, as America's audience and America's conscience, choose life today. Give now and bring Roe v. Wade to life. Thank you.
Oh, this is so important. Think about it. You can see it on your screen. You can go to GoFundMe. It tells you how to go there. Or you can go to vfnkb.com and see the details on that. But imagine this. If the key to a great awakening in America is for us to have judges who will have a constitutional ruling on something that's unconstitutional, that all right has, everybody has a right. The Constitution says for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So when they say right to life, they're talking about a constitutional right of that baby. But if we do that, understand where the card, it doesn't matter where the cards fall with that. If we just have a righteous ruling, I believe that in the context of that, God will bring a great awakening. This is my personal belief, that as long as innocent bloodshed is being poured out on the soil of our land, being sold reportedly by Planned Parenthood to universities, reportedly to experiment, they're requesting baby body parts to be able to do experiments on. This is the reports we have from the Center for Medical Progress,
David DeLeiden,
headed by David DeLeiden. You got to go back and find out the programs. We'll make it related. If you want to give somebody a hug, David DeLeiden is an amazing. He's a normal man like everybody else, but he did an amazing work. When I hear him talk, it's just amazing thing.
Hero.
But I want to encourage you. Think about this. You're standing before the throne room of God, and we all will. We're standing in the presence of a holy God, and we all will. And we'll answer for our life. And think about this. If you said, you know what, I want to give $1, I want to give $5, I want to give $100, I want to give $1,000 to the making of the video documentary that will go into 1,000-plus theaters that prove the truth that killing children has always been wrong. Mm. It's always been a child. That's what she's saying. That's what the doctor who originally said it was right to do, he said it was wrong. The woman who was saying it was right to do it in the court case says it's wrong. Everybody that has any knowledge at all about science says it's wrong. It's all about the convenience. People say, as a former president used to say, he said, well, you know, why should I actually have my daughter have an unwanted or, I forget the name of the word, you know, it was just like an unnecessary bump in the road, the way he presented it. I can't think of the words now. And it's like, but what if it's a life? What if that was your daughter? You know, what if that's your son?
Sure.
What if it was somebody that said that about you and you wouldn't be here listening to this now? God is the giver of life. And what we do with life is very important to him, because what we do with life is what we do with God. So I encourage you right now to be able to go there, join Dr. Avita King. I'm telling you, precious woman in the Lord, a bold leader for ending this. And if you cared about, you know, life and you want a third grade awakening, we got to pray and we have to act. And one way to do it is we talk about VFNKB and impacting the mountains. So this is called the entertainment mountain and the education mountain. If you want to impact those mountains, stand with Dr. Avita King. And if you can't find how to make it to them, make it to us and address it. Say, I want this to be given to Roe versus Wade, the movie. We'll make sure that Dr. King gets it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.